because they can see the absolute reality. The super consciousness souls not only is fully awakened, but the super consciousness souls is drawing constantly from the source directly. There is no filter in between. And thus, these souls are speaking the absolute reality. These are souls that have signed up to come to Earth to assist all the people. These are souls that don't need to go through the process of karmic dissolvings.
Welcome to the Voices of the One Mind, where the elixir of wisdom flows freely. Join us as we dive into the profound thoughts of extraordinary human beings who embody wisdom, offering insights that serve as a bridge to awakening. Unshackling minds from the chains of suffering, our conversations pave the way for enhanced health, enriched lives, and exponential spiritual growth. Get ready to sip on the nectar of the One Mind with us.
Welcome to another episode of Voices of the One Mind, where we explore the profound and the practical to help you navigate life's most meaningful journeys. In today's episode, we inquire the fascinating topic of nurturing a super consciousness child soul. We will uncover what it means for a child to possess super consciousness and how to recognize these extraordinary traits and explore ways to support and cultivate their spiritual growth. Join us with Beth Saurin, who share insights and experiences in fostering the unique potential of these remarkable young souls. Whether you are a parent, educator, or simply curious about the spiritual dimensions of child development, this episode is surely to enlighten and inspire. Welcome, Bear.
Thank you very much. I'm very grateful to be here again.
It's so amazing to have you here and to be able to explore a bit super consciousness child soul, as I also mentioned in our intro. Last time when we met, you mentioned a bit about this dimension and that trigger to invite you for another episode where we can elaborate a bit more. So what it means, super consciousness, how can we help them? What are their role?
Yeah, that's interesting, very interesting topic. You already packed 3-4 questions into one in your first question. We'll try to elaborate all of them. So the term superconsciousness souls, what does that mean? A superconsciousness souls is a soul aggregate with its blueprint that comes to Earth fully awakened. And a superconsciousness soul also doesn't have that possibility or notion that while on the Earth walk falls dormant. So a superconsciousness soul comes in awakened and will stay awakened. And the short answer is they come here to Earth to assist humanity for a process of raising the vibration. And obviously also through raising the vibration, raising the consciousness of humanity. When I say humanity, I don't mean that these super consciousness souls will be souls that will become very famous speakers. Some of them will, others not, gurus whatsoever. They are coming in on a very high pace at the moment. So that means that how I would assess is that they are like flowers that are growing in between a lot of dormant flowers. And influence and work in their immediate reality. So in their family and the people and the friends and schools that they are forced to go by their parents. So that's practically a very fast assessment of what superconsciousness souls are. We are talking about a wave that has started already in the first convergence in 1987. I was talking in another episode about that quickly. Then 2012 and 2018, the wave is still ongoing. And that means that children are born in this planet who consciously have chosen for that earth work to assist humanity. And this always appears and this always comes when Earth is in a very big disbalance. And many native tribes have already foreseen that there will be coming the time of the rainbow children. And when we talk about the rainbow children, please, people, do not confuse the rainbow children and the superconsciousness souls that come in now, that prophecy of the First Nation people, especially of the United States, with the rainbow movement that is laid out by governments and corporations nowadays, that has nothing to do one with the other. Don't confuse that. So these rainbow children, as it was prophesied, are coming in a big number. And as I said before, this always happens when the Earth is in a big disbalance, when humanity is in this big disbalance. To always balancing, you know, it's always yin and yang. So if there is a big, let's say, attack on humanity, a war on humanity raging out, that is happening now, with, I don't need to go into details, everyone knows that is listening to this podcast what I'm talking about. Then on the other hand, obviously also there are measures that is taken by the universe in order to raise the vibration, to not only have this control power of a few people, but to raise the general consciousness of the planet and in its inhabitants, because that is very important. Why does the cosmos do this? And I'm talking here the cosmos with the C. Is because every planet in a solar system needs to be in a certain equilibration. And once the consciousness is too low on a planet, there is a risk of very deep impact of destruction on a planet. And the cosmos cannot have this destruction. It already happened one time with the planet Maldek, where humans were living on before, many million years ago. It is a planet that was fully destructed through a war by humans, and only afterwards humans migrated, let's say some humans migrated to Earth. Earth was a planet that was not inhabited before. And so whenever that happens, you have that equilibration. So the good message is here, whenever humanity is in suffering, in pain, there is also the possibility on the other side of a raising energy. However, we have the free will, as I stress in every of my conversations. The question is always, of human life on Earth, where do I choose to go? Do I go to that or do I go to that? Where do I take my food from, which plate?
Thank you very much for elaborating on the term. Sounds great. Now I am just pondering, how do we recognize their gifts, this super consciousness and their power between us?
Yeah, that's a good question. How do we recognize? There we have to define quickly what is we. Obviously, people that are awake will very immediately recognize these young souls, and other people will not. People who are dormant will not. So now the thing is, generically, you can go from an idea that these souls choose parents that are already in a state of awakening. And obviously, by coming through that family, they will then assist their parents in further awakening. However, there are surely also cases where parents are not yet on their awakening path, and then such a super consciousness soul is coming into such a family, and then it might take some years until this soul can get assistance and can get, let's say, a mentorship from someone outside of the family. And that's actually a very, so coming back to your question, how can we recognize them? You will definitely see children, and these children have been coming all away. Like, for example, in school. For them, school is very boring. And it's not so much that they know already everything that the teacher is saying. It's just school is boring. It's not these children that say, I don't want to go to school. It's just school is boring because they can see the absolute reality. That's also one aspect of what is a super consciousness soul. A super consciousness soul not only is fully awakened, but a super consciousness soul is drawing constantly knowing and information from the source directly. There is no filter in between. And thus, these souls are speaking and seeing the absolute reality. And hence, obviously, what a teacher is teaching in school, and we know that everything that is taught in school, and not just nowadays, it has been 100 years ago and 200 years ago, was always a huge manipulation of humanity and to form humanity into a certain direction, and had nothing to do with a school of life to help humans to, I would not even say master, but expand in their life, was only always a very narrow channel of harvesting the human consciousness and bringing the human consciousness to that narrow channel in order to later harvest that very narrow-minded consciousness. And that's what we have, unfortunately, going on this planet nowadays, that obviously 99% of the people are dormant consumers. How do we recognize them? We will recognize them that mostly, what my experience is, they talk a lot. They talk a lot. They like to speak, meaning they like to share, because they are inside full of like electricity that they want to, full of fire that they want to bring out to the world. That's one aspect. Another aspect is if you see children, I've just seen a little Italian girl and she is maybe 3 or 4 years old only. Yeah, around that 3 or 4 years old, she was sitting still in a baby chair and eating from a baby spoon. More or less, she's talking like an adult. You know, she's telling her mother that that she likes the noodles that she cooked, and the mother says, "Do you really like them?" And the girl answers, "If I would not like them, I would tell you." You know, and that is just a little example that I want to give you. That is coming from a 3-year-old. That is normally rationalization that adults do. You know. And so here we definitely talk about super consciousness souls, and they might do very funny things. They might do very funny things, and they might also be chaotic, you know. And this is generally a thing with children. We parents have to let their children be chaotic. My heart almost contracts when I see parents to tell children, hey, don't walk on the grass, don't go on that line because that's dangerous, you could fall in the water, don't do this, no, don't build your tent in your room. They constantly don't do. What does that do?
A negative thought pattern.
Of don'ts, plus a kid, children that are not allowed to play and be crazy, will be adults that have no abilities. That is very important to understand. So let your kids do what they want to do naturally, right? Okay, we are today not talking about what you generally should do for your kids. We want to focus on the super consciousness, souls that come in, why they come in, and what parents can do to recognize them. Sometimes children say, well, I have especially in the US, it's a huge issue. In Europe, it's not as big yet, because there is a whole different, system of doctors in Europe is a little bit different than in the US. The topic is, people have children that are very nervous and very alert and constantly on the doing and on the running. So in the US, there is immediately one word, ADHD. And then automatically the system treats a person in that way. And it's a little bit the same than if you look in the psychiatries of the world, 30% of the people who are in psychiatries are actually highly gifted shamans and mediums, you know. So Western medicine doesn't understand. And when I say this, it doesn't mean that there are not children with ADHD. Obviously, people with classical ADHD are children that are on the tablet the whole day, that are on the phone the whole day. What else would you expect from a child soaking up all this negative LED information and vibration the whole day? And then you have a human body in front, and these two things, they just collide, and they explode in something that Western medicine calls ADHD. However, there are a part of children that are marked ADHD that are not, that are these kind of super consciousness souls. They just like to talk a lot. They just like to, you know, create chaos in their room. Let them create their chaos. They really need that for the unfolding. Because at the end of the day, you have to understand that these are souls that have signed up to come to Earth to assist all the people. These are souls that don't need to go through the process of, karmic dissolvings. So what we have been going on here now at the moment is a shift from the ancient wisdom keepers and from ancient wisdom in general and from wisdom keepers to super consciousness souls. And I want to stress parents, if they themselves understand that they have such a child, to be very careful what they do with the child. I see that some of these souls, these children, are a little bit used or misled from their parents by too much social media presence, which is very good that these people share their knowing, these young souls, but it has to be done with care. That's very important to kind of lay, let's say it with a little bit more simple words, don't make clowns out of them, you know. Don't try to harvest them financially, very important. And reach out, and that's very important, reach out to elders, reach out to so-called wisdom keepers. If you happen to have such a child, and if you happen to live in an area, even if you don't live in an area, you can always reach out to people like wisdom keepers of tribal backgrounds, you know, and present these children to the elders and what is there, what is so needed. So these super consciousness souls holds a connection to source, to the one mind, and to the knowing that is in a much faster pace and much more direct, I would even dare to say, than the wisdom keeper, right? So from that perspective, it's not so much that the child gains something or learns something or mentors something. However, these children, they have a difficulty in this environment here on the earth, on this earthly plane, on the more grounded topics. And so what they need someone who is able to understand what they are speaking, sometimes to translate that, and also to help them grounding. Also to help them grounding. And it's amazing for just imagine. I imagine if I would have been 6 years old or 7 years old or 8 years old, and my mother would have said, "Hey, you know, there is this elder with the white beard or whatever, and you go to meet him one time a week or two times, and you have conversations, you stroll through nature, and you have deep conversations," and that would have been amazing for me to have this kind of grandfather. Let's call it like a grandfather, you know, a mentor. A grandmother can be a grandmother, of course, as well. And so I like to encourage families who realize that they that such a soul is part of their family to reach out to Wisdom Keepers. For example, I myself have started to work and mentor such souls. Because they do have questions as well. Their questions are not so much wisdom questions, but their questions are related to Earth, and their questions are sometimes very practical questions. And it's very good to have a wise elder to give them mentorship, rather than, let's say, a 30-year-old young mother that has herself not yet been completely on her stage, or father on the stage of awakening, or just has gathered enough wisdom given the age on their earth walk.
Yeah, it's amazing. You already answered to something that I wanted to ask, but also you mentioned in the conversation that there are cases, of course, this super consciousness kids are fully awakened, and there are cases when they are choosing, because we choose the family before, not like we were like
taught. We don't happen just to be like this. It's a choice, yes.
Less awakened parents. And sometimes they are even only with one parent, which is even more surprising. How both souls in this circumstances can grow and heal themselves? Because in the end, in any connection, we are a mirroring, and we help each other grow, which is, in my perspective, the only purpose here on Earth, to grow in our consciousness.
Well, the word healing, we have to be careful with the word healing, because the word healing imposes that there is something ill, right? And there is nothing ill on a super consciousness soul that comes in. The best way is if a parent, and as you said before, it's if I think about it, the ones I know, they are single parented. It's very interesting. So that seems to be a little bit of a, I don't know if that's for all, but it seems to be a little bit of a red threat here. The point is that if the parent is able to shift a little bit the roles. And I'm talking about, what are parents here for? Parents are here for to create a sacred space and to create a safe space for the physical in the 3D. Now, when a super consciousness soul is born, you don't need to create a safe space for wisdom, for knowing, because that soul has tons more than you have. So what you are doing is you are protecting that soul by creating a sacred space, and that means you be very careful what kind of school system you're going to embark with this super soul, super consciousness soul, what kind of friendships, you know, what kind of exposing you go in terms of tablets and social media and all these kind of things. So you will be very careful. You will be also very careful to create a sacred space that protects the child. And that's very important when we come to mentorship from a wise elder. A wise elder has also abilities to create a very, very safe, also energetic space, because we must not forget on such souls there's a lot of energetic attacks. There's a lot of energetic attacks, especially the more the soul exposes itself to the public, the more energetic attacks there are. And this is where there's a vulnerable space, because these souls yet don't have, not always, but most of these souls don't have yet the ability to create that safe space, lacking of that earth energy. And lacking of time here on earth, you know, gathering these abilities. And so this is very important. As a parent, you have to be very careful if you expose the child to social media. You know, you have to be very careful that with each subscriber, with each person who sees the video, there is an increasing, not just risk, but also happening energetic attacks. Because as I said before, yin and yang. So, it's a world of duality here, the 3D. And in this world of duality, there is always two parts that are trying to fight each other, trying to be, to have the better over the other. And so this is very important to be aware about that, and not let that super consciousness soul embark into a normal childhood and then get a normal job, and then obviously that soul will not be able to bring out what the soul came here for in the first place. However, everything is obviously always complete in alignment. The soul has chosen the parents, and everything is always perfect, as I say, right? The question is only how much suffering can we avoid by taking the right decisions at the right moment.
Very interesting. Now I am thinking, because you mentioned how parents can nurture them, I am thinking, how can one balance their super gifts with what is happening in today's world, with the material world and spiritual growth?
Well, there is not very much spiritual growth that such a super consciousness soul needs. So these super consciousness souls, they don't need to embark really on that much spiritual path, because that's where they come in their pureness from. So they don't need to re-embark. They don't have this backpack that they through a spiritual path, the seeker gets rid of the backpack. If I come without backpack, there is not much that I need to embark on spiritual journey in that sense. For I am the pure representation of the one mind, and I am the pure one mind, and I know that.
So how can we integrate them more and more as we recognize, and how can we balance the process?
Yeah, so with your question to the integration, the joking answer would be, let's not integrate them, you know, because we don't want to integrate them into that simulation. You know, we all know the world is a simulation. I mean, we all know that the world is a simulation, And they came here actually to show people and to tell people that the world is a simulation and to wake up from that simulation, from that film, from that completely illusionary dream. So they will not be integrated, or they will even not let themselves be integrated. And here now is the point for the parents. You will have a lot of resistance with these kids. I mean, kids like this is a lot of work. It's much more work than, let's say, other children. You have to endure that. You have to endure that. I mentioned before, change even the roles. If you're humble enough as a parent to understand what is in front of you, you need to get rid of the film here that this is the child and you are the parent and you are telling the child what to do, right? Keep that what to do with the child, really refer to very practical earthly things, right? However, I would not even say that, because you can say to the child, well, you need to eat a lot of fruit because that's healthy, and you need to eat a lot of veggies because that's healthy. A superconscious soul know exactly what they want to eat. So give them what they want to eat. And if they say they need meat, give them meat, right? For example, meat is very grounding, right? So don't come up with concepts against them or that you have learned for yourself, that you have been taught in school, that your parents have taught them. Be open to listen to them. Be open to listen to them. And there are some of these souls that are very powerful. And then very powerful meaning breaking open to the outer world. I mentioned before they want to talk a lot. And then there are others. They talk a lot, but they are not urging as much to share it with the public. However, you recognize them by very wise comments, very wise sentences that normally a child would not do, right? And whenever you have such a child and you have doubts, reach out to an elder. You can go on the website theonemind.org. You have many mentors there. You can reach out to one of these mentors and talk to these mentors, and there are mentors in your neighborhood. If you live in North America, you have a lot of Native American tribes where you can still go and ask elders, and in other places of the world, to nourish them and to not let this beautiful flower get gray, because eventually the outcome is not predetermined. You know, if the soul is fully able to share, it's completely blooming, or only halfway, depends also how the circumstances around, how the soil is, how the water is, how I nourish, how I water that flower, how I nourish that flower. It's very important. And so this is the help that parents and family members, grandparents, brothers, sisters, if they are older, can give to such children.
Thank you very much. When I mentioned earlier the word healing, I was much more referring to the parents, or to the parent in this case, because as you say, I also see more singular parents. So I'm wondering, why is that the case? Why these super consciousness souls are choosing a single mother or a single father to... Is there any healing happening? Because I assume that it's more like a guiding journey for the parents.
The very simple answer would be because it's simply just less stressful. I mean, it's not always less stressful, but for a child, what you see in the classical parenting, that there is a lot of fighting going on with the parents. I don't say in every family, but let's say in most of the families. And that's very stressful for a child. And a child with these gifts cannot lose time and energy, not time, but cannot lose energy. A child with these gifts cannot lose energy on the parents fighting. So this might be one aspect. Another aspect is that these souls become really life partners for their mothers, because mostly it's the mothers who are single parenting, right? They not only give a healing to their, they not only are able to accelerate a healing in their parent or in their parents, but also in their immediate surroundings, whether it's their children, their sisters and brothers, whether it's grandparents, whether it's friends, uncle and cousins, people that they are surrounding themselves with in a more regular time, are able to take on that energy if they are open to listen. If they are open to listen. And this is something that is a narrative that we have as humanity to grow out of, the narrative that's why I was saying before, there is a shift happening at the moment from the wise elders from ancient wisdom, let's call it like this. There's a shift happening. I'm not talking about transfer, it's a literal shift to the so-called super consciousness souls. That means the state that before was achieved by becoming a wise man or a wise woman. Also, these people, shamans, etc., has always been coming in with a very high vibrational soul. This state and the other state of a super consciousness soul, to equilibrate that what on the earth is the attack on humanity, is now shifting. Before, we see that a shaman, a wise elder, a medicine man, a monk, are an elder, right? And now, all of a sudden, it's an 8-year-old. And to bring this into the human cognitive, into the human perceptual thinking is not so easy, that we need to listen to the children. Because there is a shift now. We have a few elders left on the planet. And I predict that this shift will happen within the next 30 years. And more super consciousness souls come in, that they take the same position that the elders had so far. And that's a paradigm shift. And the paradigm shift is, well, I am now the mother of a son, and instead of listening to my wise grandfather, I need to listen to my wise child. This is now just a metaphoric, you know, that I'm making to make my explanation from just now, to cut it off a little bit. We will be, that doesn't mean that if we have wise elders on this planet, you absolutely should listen to what they are saying. But what I'm saying is the wise elder will leave the planet. And there are no wise elders growing back, but what's coming in are these super consciousness souls. And so we need to have the humbleness and we need to have the wisdom to just sit down, even if we are 53 years old, like myself, and listen to these super consciousness souls. From then, from there, and from them, we can learn. And for parents, it's very difficult. For parents, it's very difficult. They might not have the wisdom to do that. They might not be humble enough. They might come from that idea, well, it's my child, it came through me. So I'm commanding that child to do, you know. I'm raising the child, and so I'm telling the child what to do. So this is a shift. We have to give off that idea, because you are a parent because you are living on that Earth longer because you have money on your bank account that the child needs in order to be nourished, that gives you a right to command over that child. I mean, generally speaking here, one thing, that actually should be always the case for all children. Because only in that way we would raise sane children that when they become adult, they have capabilities and they have wisdom. But unfortunately, what we are raising mostly in today's society are numb beings that cannot perceive life anymore in its natural forms. And I'm not talking about practical things. We see so many young people that they cannot write anymore correct grammar. They cannot calculate anymore. They are completely overwhelmed by calculating three figures. Impossible. I'm not referring even to that. I'm referring the connection to nature. I'm referring the connection to the spirit, to the fact that there is a spiritual life, or that there is other than the human body. Everything is done with machines. All machines answer at all the time, everything, every information. Navigation system tell you where to go. You don't in anymore. I understood navigation systems in the beginning are very helpful for cars, but now I see literally in the forest on walking paths constantly people with a phone. Right? When actually just by remembering that shape of that stone, that shape of that tree. Oh, that was where I entered the forest. And then you if you walk through a forest with awareness, then you will never go the wrong way. You will always come back where you started. And now we use all this, and what happens? The brain numbs down completely. And at the end, humanity is a biorobot with a soul. And that has been going on for hundreds of years now. It's not something new. Of course, when electricity came and when technology came, was given to humanity, this accelerated immensely. However, you have a humanity that has a very low conscience and a consciousness that is on a very low level at the moment, on a very, very, very low level. And that's why these super consciousness souls are coming in a higher pace. And definitely, as I said, there is a paradigm shift at the moment going on when we talk about wisdom, when we talk about spiritual leaders. There's a paradigm shift going on. We will see less men with white beards and much, much more 8 and 10 and 15 year olds.
Certainly, I observe as well this AI revolution, which suppresses in a way the innate knowing, like you can navigate through life and also navigate in the forest by your innate knowing, by your innate intuition, which is not happening anymore if we are using phones or technology automatically. It's an automatism, it's a habit for all of us nowadays, and was also pushed. How do you see super consciousness kids? Are they the saviors when we speak about AI revolution and the biorobots that you just mentioned?
Okay, just to relativate the word savior, there is no savior. I'm only my own savior, right? It's very important understanding to make. AI is now in the beginning, and that humanity that doesn't understand AI, how to make beneficial use of it, is now at the ending. And that's why we feel this, or there is this crash. The crash meaning that people are, oh my God, there is this control group of people and they take AI over and then AI will control the whole world, all humans. And yes, that might happen for a few years, even for the next, let's say, maybe 1.5 decade, not more. I would assume not more than 15 years. That might happen, that AI develops and develops and develops. And then the control group is using this developing AI technology to ever more harvest human consciousness and harvest human energy. However, these super consciousness souls, that's where AI is made for. One Native American elder, medicine man, and dear friend to me said to me, humanity is so crazy. Why don't they invent robots and use the robots for doing the job like dishwashing and producing stuff so humanity can sit under the apple tree and meditate and ponder about life, right? And this is where we are going to go when the super consciousness souls have raised the consciousness on the planet in a way that now this AI is used exactly for that. Humans, they never came to this planet to work, to be in a company from Monday to Friday. It doesn't matter what you do, to earn some things they call money, then go to buy some food and pay 80% of taxes to the government. That's not what the human nature is. That's not what the Solic blueprint is. That is that what humans, with their free will, decide to do. And that's why they degrade so much. Humans are here to express the beingness in the 3D just by being and not by doing. And people yet don't, in the big scale, don't yet understand what that really means. And what we see now is only a preparation that still has some let's say, sand in the gearbox, right? And a lot of turmoil, a lot of hardship, a lot of suffering still created through this AI control and then the control group controlling AI and so on. But eventually, where I see AI going is that these super consciousness souls will create AI tools and mechanisms so that humanity is freed from the slavery. So AI will eventually be a tool of freeing humanity instead of more enslaving humanity. That's very important. It's always in which hands it is. If I have iron in my hand, I can make a weapon out of it and can shoot someone. I can also decide to make a fork out of it and clean my garden. It's on the user. And what I see is that what I just said, that the super consciousness soul will assist humanity to use AI in the right way.
Do you think there are more waves to come to be able to really, that this shift is really happening, that we will see a super consciousness kid as a spiritual leader that could do this for humanity?
There are definitely more children coming in and much, much more in even a higher pace. And that will definitely go on without any, I mean, it will accelerate until 2038. That's a number that I got. And that started, as I said, in 1987. And it was accelerating from them. But it's not only the super consciousness souls. It's also the sun, for example, that has a much higher pace in frequency. And that's why there is more higher vibration coming in to the earthly planes. Hence why the control group is trying to take the sun off from the earth, not take it off, you know, diminish sun rays coming to Earth. But again, this is all playfield still in the sandbox. This is my castle. I want to control my castle. At the end, the end is always good. The end is always good. And I see the world going into a very beautiful and prosperous a planet where humanity again can come back to its core and everyone can completely live the soulic aspect and blueprint in perfect harmony with their bodily expression and experience, which at the moment is not the case.
I would like to make just a small remark that came to me during our conversation that, of course, traditionally we understand parents as biological parents, because you mentioned because it's coming through you, do not possess, do not command your kid. But we all know that parenting, it's a sacred role, and there are also like spiritual parents on earth. How would you recognize, and why are not they chosen by the super consciousness kid as a guide here on earth to be more grounded? Or
I mean, if a super consciousness soul would choose parents that are completely awake, what is the point of the souls coming in? The souls, the doctor needs to choose a patient that is ill. The doctor cannot choose a patient that is completely healthy. You know? And so they come in to assist humanity. And that's why they choose not completely awake surroundings. Even in terminology of where they are coming in, you know, they don't come in so much on sacred places and in ashrams in India. You see, they come in very hard and dense environments, in big cities in the West, in Europe, in America, because there is the work to do. There is their field where they can operate. And in terms of your question, biological parents and spiritual parents, yes, these super consciousness souls have, you call them spiritual parents. I would love to call them, would like to call them mentors from the spiritual realms, right? Which kind of guide them when they have some insecurities, right? While the biological parents are mostly here to provide for the life on Earth, meaning for a safe shelter, for a warm bed, for some food in the fridge, and so on. And this, as I said before, we are talking about super consciousness children. These super consciousness children, and that's why we use the term super consciousness, they necessarily don't have spiritual parents, because they don't need spiritual parents. These super consciousness souls are in a straight way connected directly to the One Mind, to the Great Spirit. And so what they consult with, so as far as my experience was, they don't talk about spiritual guides. They don't talk about totemic animals. They don't talk about angels that much that would assist them, right? Because they are in a very undistorted and direct connection. When we talk about these indigo wave children that have been coming in from the 60s and 70s and 80s, which were kind of a pre-movement to that super consciousness souls that are coming in now, they had spiritual parents and obviously physical parents.
Well, it was a really interesting conversation, and I would like to ask you if you have any, as a coach and mentor with the super consciousness kids, do you have any practical tips or maybe some advice or even just your last message on the topic that our listeners can pick up?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, whenever you have a child at home that starts to be a wise ass, but in a positive way, to talk very meaningful things in no matter what age. When you have a child at home that you think, wow, it talks with the tongue of an adult, don't go to a doctor, don't go to a psychologist. Please don't go to a psychologist. Look for spiritual elders and talk to them. Talk to them if you feel you need to reach out to someone. Reach out to the right people.
That's very beautiful. Thank you, Bear. Thank you for being here with us.
You're mostly welcome. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you for joining us on this episode into nurturing a super consciousness child soul. We hope today's conversation has provided you with valuable insights and practical tips to support the unique potential of super consciousness souls. Remember, fostering a super consciousness child is not just about guiding them, it's about learning and growing alongside them. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, contact us, and share it with others who might benefit from our conversations. Stay tuned for more episodes where we continue to explore the profound and transformative aspects of one spiritual journey. Until next time, keep nurturing, keep growing, and keep shining. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us on this enlightening journey with another voice of the One Mind. We thank you for your support, and to ensure that you never miss a drop of this wisdom nectar, click subscribe and stay connected with us on the onemind.org. Until next time, may your path be illuminated with profound insights and growth.